Hello.
Hi, Alia. It's me, Nisa.
Oh, hi, Nisa. I'm sorry for not replying your SMS.
It's okay. That's why I'm calling you now. I need to see you. Where are you now?
I'm on the way to Jogja Bookstore. I'll be there in a few minutes. Just come and see me there.
Jogja Bookstore? Where is it?
It's on Jalan Edukasi, in front of Jogja Hospital.
Is it the big building between the General Post Office and Jogja Bank?
That's it. So, I'll wait for you there, okay?
Okay. See you there.
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi, guys. Do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your change. Don't waste it. Start from now. Let's learn English
in an exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, how is everything going on? Are you all okay? Well, I hope so. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, senang sekali berjumpa dalam program pembelajaran bahasa Inggris. Kali ini, kita akan belajar bagaimana meminta serta memberi informasi dan mengungkapkan terima kasih, or in English, we call it asking and giving information and expressing gratitude. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, masihkah kalian ingat dengan dialog yang kalian dengar di awal program tadi? Well, we listen to it once again. But before that, please prepare your worksheet. Look at task 2. There are 4 pictures there, right? Who are the girls and what buildings are they? Temukan jawabannya dari dialog berikut ini. Listen carefully.
Hello.
Hi, Alia. It's me, Nisa.
Oh, hi, Nisa. I'm sorry for not replying your SMS.
It's okay. That's why I'm calling you now. I need to see you. Where are you now?
I'm on the way to Jogja Bookstore. I'll be there in a few minutes. Just come and see me there.
Jogja Bookstore? Where is it?
It's on Jalan Edukasi, in front of Jogja Hospital.
Is it the big building between the General Post Office and Jogja Bank?
That's it. So, I'll wait for you there, okay?
Okay. See you there.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now it's time to check your understanding. Let's start with number 1. Dari dialog yang kalian dengar tadi, siapa kira-kira nama gadis pada nomor 1? Who is she? She's on the bus. On the way to go somewhere. What's her name? Do you remember? Write your answer under the picture now. What's your answer? Alia? Yes, you're right. The girl in picture number 1 is Alia. Great. Now, what about picture number 2? Who is she? Write your answer now, please. Well, what did you write? Nisa? The girl's Nisa? Good. The girl in picture number 2 is Nisa. Let's see picture number 3 now. There are 4 buildings there, right? A. General Post Office. C. Jogja Bank. But B and D are not labeled yet. 2 dari 4 bangunan pada gambar belum diberi nama, bukan? Nah, menurut dialog yang kalian dengarkan tadi, yang mana Jogja Bookstore dan yang mana Jogja Hospital? Write your answer now. Well, have you done it? Okay, what building is B? The building between General Post Office and Jogja Bank? Jogja Bookstore? Great, that's the correct answer. B is Jogja Bookstore. So, if B is Jogja Bookstore, it means that D is what? Jogja Hospital? Very good. You are all great students. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, dari dialog pendek antara Nisa dan Alia tadi, kalian telah mendapat contoh sederhana bagaimana meminta dan memberi informasi. Ketika Nisa bertanya, "Where are you now?" dan "Jogja Bookstore, where is it?" Ungkapan tersebut adalah contoh ungkapan meminta informasi, khususnya informasi tentang tempat, sehingga kata tanya yang digunakan adalah where, W-H-E-R-E. Lalu, ketika Alia menjawab, "I'm on the way to Jogja Bookstore," dan "It's on Jalan Edukasi, in front of Jogja Hospital." Kalimat tersebut adalah contoh ungkapan memberikan informasi khususnya tempat atau keberadaan sesuatu. Frase yang harus kalian perhatikan adalah on the way, on Jalan Edukasi, dan in front of Jogja Hospital. Dan juga between the post office and Jogja Bank. Preposisi yang digunakan adalah on, yang artinya di atau pada, in front of, yang artinya di depan, dan between, artinya di antara. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, kira-kira bagaimana dengan Alia dan Nisa? Apakah mereka bertemu di Jogja Bookstore? Mengapa Nisa ingin bertemu Alia? Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, let's see what's happening to them from the following dialogue.
Dear customers, welcome to Jogja Bookstore, the right place for you to find any books with reasonable prices. Let our staff help you to get anything you need. Have a nice time and thank you.
Excuse me, I'd like to see some English books for junior high school students. Where can I find them?
They're on the third floor, on the shelf next to the cashier.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Alia. Wait!
Nisa, I didn't see you coming in.
I've just arrived. Where are you going?
Well, I'll find some English books on the third floor. Come with me, will you?
Oh no, not now please. I come to you because I need you to accompany me, will you?
Where do you want to go?
I have to hand in my application to Radio Edukasi Jogja now. I want to be a broadcaster there, you know.
So, you want me to come with you?
Absolutely.
Well, okay, let's go now.
That's the problem. I don't know where it is. That's why I asked you to go with me.
Oh, no.
Nah, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, bagaimana? Apakah Nisa akhirnya bisa sampai ke Jogja Bookstore dan menemui Alia? Yes. Nisa comes to Jogja Bookstore and meets Alia there. Very good. And why does she want to see Alia? Do you know why? Yes, because Nisa wants to go to the studio of Radio Edukasi Jogja. She needs a friend, so she asks Alia to go with her. But Nisa doesn't know where the studio is, does she? Lalu, bagaimana mereka akan tiba di Radio Edukasi Jogja? Nah, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, mari kita dengarkan bersama bagaimana mereka mencari informasi di mana letak Radio Edukasi Jogja.
So, you don't know where the studio is, do you?
But I know the address. So, don't worry. Just accompany me to find it, okay?
And what's the address then?
It's stated here. Radio Edukasi Jogja, Jogja Education Center, Jalan Edukasi 45, Yogyakarta.
Did you say Jalan Edukasi? We are now at Jalan Edukasi.
Are we? That's great!
But, unfortunately, I don't know where Jogja Education Center is.
Don't worry. Maybe the security guard over there can help us.
Good idea. Let's ask her.
We'd like to go to Jogja Education Center. Do you know where it is?
Well, it's not far from here. It's next to Jogja Hospital. So just walk across the road and go to the west for about 200 meters and you'll find it on your left.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, bagaimana? Kepada siapa mereka bertanya letak Jogja Education Center? Dan apa yang harus mereka lakukan? Well, let's see together whether you catch the words in the dialogue or not. Look at task 3 now. Number 1. Whom did Alia and Nisa ask for the information? Number 2. According to her, where is Jogja Education Center located? Number 3. What do Alia and Nisa have to do to find it? Number 4. You have a map in this number. Put a cross on the map to show which building Jogja Education Center is. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, ada 4 pertanyaan yang harus kalian jawab pada task 3. Untuk itu, dengarkan sekali lagi dialog saat Alia dan Nisa mencari informasi tentang letak Jogja Education Center. Okay, listen carefully.
So, you don't know where the studio is, do you?
But I know the address. So, don't worry. Just accompany me to find it, okay?
And what's the address then?
It's stated here. Radio Edukasi Jogja, Jogja Education Center, Jalan Edukasi 45, Yogyakarta.
Did you say Jalan Edukasi? We are now at Jalan Edukasi.
Are we? That's great!
But, unfortunately, I don't know where Jogja Education Center is.
Don't worry. Maybe the security guard over there can help us.
Good idea! Let's ask her.
We'd like to go to Jogja Education Center. Do you know where it is?
Well, it's not far from here. It's next to Jogja Hospital. So, just walk across the road and go to the west for about 200 meters, and you'll find it on your left.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, here we go. Now, check your understanding. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, apakah kalian sudah menemukan jawaban untuk task 3? Well, let's see. we start with number one. The question is, whom did Alia and Nisa ask for the information? A woman? Yes, they asked a woman for the information. You're right. But what is she? A security guard. Yes, you're right. They asked a security guard for the information. Now, we come to number two. According to her, where is Jogja Education Center located? Next to Jogja Hospital? That's great. The answer to number two is, it's located next to Jogja Hospital. And what about number three? What do Alia and Nisa have to do to find it? Walk across the road and go to the west for about 200 meters? Great, that's the answer. Now, let's see the last number. Number four. You have a map in this number, and you have to put a cross on the map to show which building Jogja Education Center is. Jadi, untuk nomor 4, kalian harus memberi tanda silang pada gambar yang tepat untuk menunjukkan letak Jogja Education Center. Well, which building is it? Picture B or D? Picture B? Excellent. Put a cross in the building labeling B on the map. That's the right answer. Benar sekali. Jogja Education Center pada denah di LKS kalian adalah pada gambar B. Well, 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 you are all excellent students. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, telah kita ikuti bersama bagaimana dua sahabat, Alia dan Nisa, berusaha mencari alamat Jogja Education Center. But are you sure they finally find the studio of Radio Edukasi Jogja? Well, let's listen together.
Look, Alia, I think we've come to Jogja Education Center. This is the building, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Just come to the receptionist to find the studio, okay?
Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
I'd like to hand in an application to Radio Edukasi Jogja. It's stated here that the studio is here.
Yes, you're right. The studio is behind this building. So just go straight along this corridor and you'll find it on your right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hopefully, we'll find the studio soon.
Hey. It seems that you start to get annoyed. We're already close. Be patient. You want to be a broadcaster there, don't you?
Sure, I do.
And here we are. Welcome to Radio Edukasi Jogja. You see it?
Excuse me. I'd like to hand in my application to be a broadcaster here.
Great. You come at the right time. We need a new broadcaster. So, just go to the manager's office over there and see him now. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Alia, I'll see the manager first.
Sure. Go ahead and good luck.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now we know that finally Alia and Nisa can find the studio of Radio Edukasi Jogja. And now, it's time for you to do task 4. There are 5 statements. Circle T if the statement is true, and F if it's false based on the dialogue. Well, listen carefully.
Look, Alia, I think we've come to Jogja Education Center. This is the building, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Just come to the receptionist to find the studio, okay?
Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you?
I'd like to hand in an application to Radio Edukasi Jogja. It stated here that the studio is here.
Yes, you're right. The studio is behind this building. So just go straight along this corridor and you'll find it on your right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hopefully, we'll find the studio soon.
Hey, hey, hey. It seems that you start to get annoyed. We're already close. Be patient. You want to be a broadcaster there, don't you?
Sure, I do.
And here we are. Welcome to Radio Edukasi Jogja. You see it?
Excuse me, I'd like to hand in my application to be a broadcaster here.
Great, you come at the right time. We need a new broadcaster. So, just go to the manager's office over there and see him now. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Alia, I'll see the manager first.
Sure, go ahead and good luck.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, how did you do the task? It's not difficult, is it? Do you want to know the right answers to the task? Let your teacher help you right after this program ends, okay? Sobat Pintar Kreatif, it's time for us to end this program. Jangan lupa, kerjakan task 5 dan task 6 bersama teman dan guru kalian. Thank you very much for joining us. Goodbye and see you. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pustekom, Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning. An exciting way to learn English.